of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Lisa Bernhard for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Kids on the Go. Kids on the Go is generously supported by the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Scout Life. Last week, we talked about some center fielders who are baseball stars making highlight reel plays. We had a couple we didn't get to, so let's talk a little bit more about Julio Rodriguez and Luis Robert Jr. So Julio Rodriguez of the Seattle Mariners, Rodriguez burst onto the scene at age 21 in 2022, winning the AL Rookie of the Year award with 28 home runs, 25 stolen bases, 75 RBIs, and a .284 batting average. He followed up with an even more impressive second season, recording 37 doubles, 32 homers, 37 steals, 103 RBIs, and a .275 average. He became the first player ever to hit 25 home runs and steal 25 bases in each of his first two seasons, and the third to notch 30-plus home runs, 30-plus stolen bases, and 100 RBIs by the age of 22 or younger. Combined with his speed covering ground in the outfield and powerful throwing arm, he has quickly established himself as one of the game's elite players. There are so many balls he gets to and catches and makes it look easy, former Mariners manager Scott Servais said on FoxSport.com. The amount of ground he can cover with the running speed is awesome. Luis Robert Jr., Chicago White Sox. Robert is a powerful and speedy baseball player at 6'2" and 230 pounds. In 2023, during his fourth season, he achieved a rare combination with 36 doubles, 38 homers, a franchise record with the White Sox center fielders, 20 steals, and 80 RBIs. He earned his first All-Star Game appearance that year. More so, Robert's power lets him easily hit pitches to all parts of the field, and his exceptional speed helps him make impressive defensive plays, including diving catches and robbing opponents at the fence. His performance dipped last year due to team struggles and a hip injury, but at age 27, he's expected to bounce back this season. See you at camp. Ready to have some fun this summer? These incredible camps have got you covered. Camp Alexander, Pathway to the Rockies Council in location Lake George, Colorado. Mountains are calling. This 325-acre mountain camp sits at more than 8,000 feet in elevation and boasts views of evergreen forest, rugged cliffs, and nearby mountains, including Pikes Peak. You even get scenic views of waterfalls as you enter camp. It also features access to a lake and river where you can fish for rainbow trout. Into the Outback. Older scouts can embark on a Rocky Mountain adventure, both on and off-site. In the Outback program, you get to pedal a mountain bike around the canyon and camp, ride whitewater rapids on the Arkansas River, and scale rock walls in Red Rock Canyon. You'll hike up mountains, too. Blue Mountain in camp, and the 14,115-foot-tall Pikes Peak. Theme of the day. Every day is different. It might be Crazy Hat Day or Hawaiian Shirt Day. The camp's high-energy staff keeps fun at the forefront. They lead camp songs, offer 45 merit badge classes, and host a carnival day when scouts can play games and savor hamburgers and snow cones. Goose Pond Scout Reservation, Northeastern Pennsylvania Council in Lake Ariel, Pennsylvania. Talk to me, Goose. Founded in 1920, this camp has more than 500 acres to enjoy, but only 200 scouts are on site each week. This creates a family-style atmosphere where staff members get to know you by name by the end of the week. Whether you're working on rank requirements in the first-year program, taking one of the 50 merit badge classes, or going outpost camping in the Voyager program. Rich in history, famous scouter Bill Hillcourt, nicknamed Green Bar Bill, visited Goose Pond. To honor the author of the first field book and multiple editions of the Boy Scouts Handbook, the camp offers Green Bar Patrol Awards. Build patrol spirit throughout the week, and you might help your unit earn a special honor ribbon. Too much to do. If there's one complaint staff hears, it's that there's too much to do in a single week. You can drive all-terrain vehicles, go whitewater canoeing down the Delaware River, sail on the 45-acre lake, and ride the 300-foot-long zip line. Because there's so much, you'll want to go back next year and do everything else. Camp Pioneer, Cascade Pacific Council, Idana, Oregon. A classic camp. The Cascade Pacific Council has three camps, Meriwether, Baldwin, and Pioneer. If you want to go to a big camp with lots of amenities, check out Meriwether. If you want to go horseback riding, Baldwin is the place to be. But if you want a classic summer camp experience in a serene location where you receive individualized attention, then Pioneers is for you. Get out. Every Wednesday, you can get out of camp for a fun day trip. Hike around the lush green forest of the Mount Jefferson Wilderness area or scramble along the mountain trail. You can also go spelunking at one of the coolest nearby attractions, the Sawyer Ice Caves, which holds ice formations as late as July. All about the merch. The design for the camp's t-shirts, hoodies, and snapback caps changes every year. You'll want to update your wardrobe with all the cool gear, each emblazoned with the camp's signature gem logo. Quivira Scout Ranch, Quivira Council, in Sedan, Kansas. All that's fit to print. Many camps have technology centers where you can learn about STEM and digital tech. At Quivira Center, you can use one of the four 3D printers to design and make amazing creations. Scouts have printed chess sets, mugs, and Dwayne the Rock Johnson figures. Rockin' and Reeling. Activities abound, including rock climbing at both an artificial climbing area and a natural rock wall. The 3,000-acre property also has a large lake, a target sports area, hiking and biking trails, and a fish camp, where local game wardens and biologists teach lessons about the fish in the lake and where you practice fishing for them. High Q. Want some high adventure? Quivira's got you covered with its new high adventure program. High Q chooses from 3 week-long adventures. Fish camp, conquer the water or backpacking. At fish camp, you'll learn everything you need to know about fish in the lake and how to catch them. For conquer the water, it's a week on the water as you hop in a canoe, kayak, jet ski, and dragon boat. And in backpacking, trek to a 2-night outpost where you can go hiking and canoeing. Scouting around. Put it out cold. People cause more than 80% of all wildfires, some of which ignite from unattended campfires. Don't contribute to those numbers. Before considering having a campfire for your outing, check with the land managers of your area. A burn ban might be in effect because of dry or windy conditions that increase the danger of wildfires. If there's no burn ban, build your fire in an established place, like an existing fire ring. Also, before lighting a campfire, Be sure to have a shovel or rake and some water available to extinguish it completely in case of an emergency. Using accelerants, chemicals, or pyrotechnics to start fires or in ceremonies, other than solid fire starters designed for this purpose, is prohibited. Never leave your fire unattended. Let your fire burn down to ash or small coals, then put it out by pouring water on the embers. Stir the ashes to moisten the embers thoroughly and add more water if needed. Don't stop until the coals are cold and you can safely place your hand on them. If you don't have water, you can use dirt or sand. The same process applies. Stir the sand and dirt among the coals until they're extinguished. Troops visit our nation's capital. If you are planning a trip to our nation's capital, you'd likely plan visits to the iconic memorials, but would you think to stop by the International Spy Museum or the Smithsonian's National Postal Museum? Washington, D.C. is full of fascinating and educational spots, and Troop 161 of Sturbridge, Massachusetts found a few during its trip there last April. The first big attraction on their itinerary was the National Mall, where the scouts could walk to different memorials like the Jefferson Memorial, Lincoln Memorial, and Washington Monument, which honors some of the great presidents. The following day, they went to the Library of Congress, the National Postal Museum, and the U.S. Capitol. After the Capitol tour, the scouts met with their congressman, U.S. Rep. Richard Neal, who spent about 45 minutes talking with them and answering questions. The troops also went on tours of the White House, the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History, Arlington Cemetery, and the International Spy Museum. The Spy Museum had an exhibit of cars used in the James Bond movies. Before heading home, the troops stopped by the Stephen F. Udvar-Hazy Center, a Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum annex, where they saw historical aircraft, including the Space Shuttle Discovery and a Concorde supersonic airplane. Shake it up. You don't want to be several miles into a trek and realize you forgot your handy piece of gear. You also don't want to realize you're physically unable to complete your journey. Shakedown hikes are designed to prepare you to be both physically fit and ready with the stuff you need. Before you go on a trek, plan to have shakedowns. The longer and more strenuous the hike, the more shakedowns you should do. For example, Philmont Scout Ranch recommends at least 2 shakes before its trek, which can cover up to 120 miles. Before your shakedown, schedule time during meetings to go over duty rosters, menus, and what to expect on the trek. You can also share gear lists, which you can find on scoutlife.org. Follow the gear list to pack for yourself and your unit. At a shakedown review, what you've packed with fellow scouts and adult leaders. Work together to make sure you haven't overpacked or underpacked. You can also collaborate on carrying shared gear and food. It's advised you don't carry more than 25% to 30% of your body weight. During a shakedown hike, practice techniques you will use on your trek, like navigation, pacing, and etiquette. Try to stimulate what you may encounter as much as you can. If you'll be backpacking in the mountains and you live in a flat area, try hiking up and down bleachers or a parking garage to get ready for the changes in elevation. Also, during your physical, discuss with your health care provider what you will be doing and the location so they can advise you too. The more you prepare, the more successful your trek will be. Some ideas for your next merit badge adventure. Scholarship. How to get better grades. Get organized by choosing a place at your home where you can focus on your homework. Keep it clean and keep it stocked with all of the supplies you'll need. When studying for a test, start with the subject that you find most difficult. Study your notes and reread anything that's hard to understand. Test yourself at regular intervals throughout your study session. Make homework time a regular part of your schedule. You can do it right after school so your evenings are free, or if your afternoons are taken up by extracurricular activities, you can do it after dinner. When you're done, check it off your calendar to show that you've completed the goal for the day. Truck transportation. More than 8 million people in the United States work in the trucking industry. Most trucking companies operate 20 or fewer trucks. Some consist of only a driver and that driver's truck. At a terminal, workers load, unload, and sort freight, send trucks out to deliver or pick up freight, and repair and maintain the trucks. Many trucking companies also have employees who work in sales and marketing, accounting, information technology, and customer service. Let's learn about some scouts in action. Logan Paul, 12, was taking a break during a scuba diving class in Ottawa, Ohio, when he saw a diver begin to panic as she descended into deep water. Sensing the person was in danger, Logan jumped in to help. As Logan approached the distressed diver, he saw that her air was turned off, the weight of her gear causing her to sink below the surface. Logan pulled the diver up. In a panic, the woman grabbed Logan. Logan was able to turn the diver's air on while keeping them both above the water. Logan placed the diver's air source into her mouth, allowing her to breathe. Another diver swam over to help, but kept accidentally pushing the woman down. Logan told him to stay away as he towed the diver to shallow water, a task made more difficult by her scuba gear. Logan was able to get the diver safely back to the dock. She soon recovered, and no one was hurt during the incident. Tenderfoot Scout Logan Paul, a member of Troop 193 chartered to Ledgewood Christian Church in Russell Township, Ohio, received an honor medal for his actions. She saved someone from drowning. Linda Piston, 10, was swimming during a family vacation in Virginia Beach, Virginia, when she saw a figure floating face down in the deep end of the pool. Linda swam into water well over her head to investigate. When she realized that the figure was a small child, she yelled to her mom for help. Linda's mom reached in and pulled the unconscious 5-year-old girl to the surface, then told a bystander to call 911. With people around her screaming in panic, Linda got her younger brother out of the pool as her mom and dad worked to revive the girl. Emergency services arrived, and an ambulance took the girl to the hospital. The girl recovered and went home the next day. First Class Scout Linda Piston, a member of Troop 1182, chartered to Park West Lions Club in Manassas, Virginia, received a heroism award for her actions. He saved his brother from choking. Cole Donnarumma, 9, was eating dinner with his brother and cousin at his grandpa's house in Staten Island, New York, when his brother began grabbing at his throat. Their grandpa asked Cole's brother if he was okay. When the boy couldn't answer, Cole realized he was choking. Cole quickly got behind the boy and performed abdominal thrusts as he had learned in scouting. Cole continued with abdominal thrusts until his brother expelled the food. Cole's brother was grateful for the rescue and was not harmed during the incident. Weebelo Scout Cole Donnarumma, a member of PAC 4016, chartered to St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Sarasota Springs, New York, received a Medal of Merit for his action. He saved someone from a flood. Josiah Colwick, 15, ran outside when he heard his sister yelling that someone was drowning in deep floodwaters the day after hurricane in Lake City, Florida. Josiah jumped into the fast-moving water to attempt a rescue. He couldn't see the victim at first, but he swam toward the sound of the man's voice. Josiah soon found the exhausted man clinging to a cooler lid and a tree, trying to stay afloat. Josiah towed the man to the roof of a nearby car to rest, then retrieved a raft and used it to get the man to shore. First responders helped the man into an ambulance. No one was harmed during the incident. Tenderfoot Scout Josiah Jackson Colwick, a member of Troop 85, chartered to First Presbyterian Church in Lake City, Florida, received a heroism award for his actions. He saved his sister from choking. Tristan Hall, 10, was eating lunch with his sister at their grandfather's house in Walnut Shade, Missouri, when his sister began choking. Unable to speak, she could only signal to Tristan that she was in distress. Tristan yelled for help, but his grandfather was in another room. Acting on what he learned in scouting, Tristan quickly got behind his sister and used abdominal thrusts to dislodge the food. Tristan's sister soon recovered and began breathing normally again. No one was harmed during the incident. Arrow of Light Scout Tristan Hall, a member of PAC 93, chartered to Branson Hollister Rotary Club in Branson, Missouri, received a Medal of Merit for his actions. Fitness first. Try mountain climbers. This simple exercise will get your legs strong and flexible for your next big outing. First, start in the push-up position with your hands directly under your chest and shoulder width apart. Your body should form a straight line from your shoulders to your ankles. Number two, keeping the rest of your body in place, quickly bend one knee and move it as close to your chest as you can. And third, as if you're running in place, quickly reverse the position of your legs over and over. Try beginning with a 30-second set. Now for some letters to Airy on the Prairie. Scout answers reader mail. I am about to go on a Philmont Scout Ranch trek with my troop. We are picking our itinerary now. I'm very excited and can't wait. We are planning on going on the trek with the burros and taking care of them. By YIS in Easton, South Texas. Easton, my man, you are going to have a blast. And the trek you've chosen calls to mind my predecessor here at the magazine, Pedro the Mailboro. He'd be proud to know you're visiting his cousins out in New Mexico on the hallowed trails of Philmont. I also want to call everybody's attention to Easton Signoff, YIS. If you're around scouts and scouters enough, you might see this as the end of the letters and emails. It stands for Yours in Scouting. Think of it like sincerely, but with a scouty twist. Here's a joke you could use. How many scouts does it take to change a light bulb? One, but it takes a few days because they only give it a good turn daily. By Eton M. in Boca Raton, Florida. That's a joke I will use, Eton. In fact, we could use all your jokes, dear readers. Submit your best to us at scoutlife.org jokes. I love your funny jokes and your cool comics, especially like Lion Pride. I can say the quiet part out loud if you like, Samuel. You absolutely love Airy on the Prairie. But all the parts of the magazine you mention are fantastic, too. But seriously, I bet you're loving Eaton's jokes above. Recently, I went to a city council meeting for a merit badge requirement. The main topic was about creating a local skate park. I thought this was interesting because there aren't any skate parks where I live, so it would be good for the people who drive 1 hour, So it'd be good for the people who drive 1 hour to get to the next closest one. In Ryland R., Danville, California. This is what merit badges are so cool. They get you involved in all kinds of things, like civics in this case. Now, I must admit, my city council doesn't love me flying into their meetings. You'd think the council would say, wow, a majestic bald eagle, the symbol of freedom. Welcome, you bird of grace and beauty. But instead, everybody starts yelling and chasing me out. Is it that I bring a snack like worms? Or is it that I fly around the rafters cawing the national anthem? We may never know the answer. I believe more about fishing should be added to the Scout Life website. Fishing is a very large subject, so it's not expected that the website cover everything, but I believe it should have a little more info. Many people who fish get their info on the internet, which isn't always 100% accurate. From William Yu in Plantation, Florida. You're wise beyond your years. We'll do better than more fishing content on Scout Life. How about an entire site dedicated to our fishing content? And you're right. A ton of anglers and, dare I say, birds get their fishing tips online. In fact, our articles about fishing are some of our most popular ones. Check it out. fishing.scoutlife.org. Gone fishing? Don't mind if I do. See y'all later this summer. Let's move on to some jokes. Why did the astronaut's trip to Mars go badly? He didn't plan it very well. By Paul B. in Scotch Plains, New Jersey. What's an owl's favorite subject? Algebra. By Carter R. in Santa Rosa, California. Why didn't 6 want to get older? Because 7, 8, 9. By Grant N. in Herndon, Virginia. Why do fish go to school? Because they need swimming lessons. Colton G. in Mechanicsville, Virginia. What kind of bird can fly? A pelican. Elijah C. in Daphne, Alabama. Why was the witch's resume denied? She couldn't spell. INA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We've run out of time for today's episode of Kids on the Go. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. Kids on the Go is generously supported by the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. I'm Lisa Bernhard, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Kids on the Go is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.